This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. No, really, a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. If you're up on Facebook, you know, get involved in the conversation there. If not, you head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots going on. Hey, pay attention on Facebook. You know, I've got those buttons that say, and look, they cost me money. I'd give them you for nothing, but they cost me money. And the $4.99 covers it. I pay for everything. I take care of your sales tax, the envelope, the shipping, the whole nine yards. You give me $4.99, I give you a decent, and it's a good button. It won't die the first year. You'll be able to wear it for the next couple of years. And for those of you who really care, it says it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And I've had some great opportunities to speak to people, speak to cashiers, speak to other people about where they're at. And long before this election took place, it was hilarious because people would always say to me, when we were talking, you know, I have no problem. Jews, atheists, Buddhists, friend of mine, had no problem hearing Merry Christmas. Seriously. So, you know, if it offends you, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, bottom of the hour, David Fisher is going to join me like he does all the time. Now, take advantage of this, will you please? Let me see. Write this down. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Okay, that is the number that you call to get yourself a Morgan silver coin, okay? And you also, you got to get a white paper from David. He's going to give you the information on the coming bail-in, what's going on with the economy, that kind of stuff. If you qualify, and you do have to qualify, right? I mean, if you're not living in your mom's basement and you have a job, maybe a job a little better than a burger flipper, you probably can qualify for this. You're not going to know until you call. And you get a free silver coin after you call. 844-715-7311. And do get involved in the conversation. Anyway, the Clinton, the Democrats are just, they're making me crazy. They can't seem to get past that they lost. They just lost. Hillary, knock it off. You lost already. Shut up. Anyway, I mean, it is just amazing what's coming out of that camp. The Clinton camp blames white female internalized misogyny for this. They didn't do anything wrong. Now, Hillary Clinton's campaign is a new culprit for its loss to Donald Trump. She was Comey. It was the FBI. It was the people working for her. It was everybody but her. Now, during the appearance on MSNBC on Monday, former Clinton campaign communications director Jess McIntosh claimed it was a woman with internalized misogyny who couldn't bring themselves to vote to elect the first woman president. I keep telling you, they're nut jobs. Nothing is their fault. Look at Obama. Nothing is his fault. Everything he's done has been perfect. He really believes that he is leaving that White House in better shape than when he showed up. There's either something in the air, or he's really unstable. Go on to say that when she was asked by Chris Hayes why Hillary didn't do better with white women than Barack Obama did in 2012, McIntosh responded, "Internalized misogyny is a real thing, and this is a thing we have to talk about as we go through and see." McIntosh then echoed what she claimed was Obama's assessment. "We, as a society, react poorly to women seeking positions of power. We're uncomfortable about that. And we seek to justify that uncomfortable feeling because it can't possibly be that we just don't want to see a woman in a position of power," McIntosh said. Yes, of course. Matter of fact, if she was a black woman, she probably would have really lost, huh? Right? And, oh, what if she was a woman, a short woman? Because we don't want short women, right? And maybe she's kind of blonde, so maybe she had a hand up. You know, maybe if she had dark hair, we really would have hated her, huh? Are you guys buying this stuff? Because if you are, I'm not so sure. I think you need to have your DNA checked to see if you're part of the human race. I'm not so sure you're part of the human race. You know what I'm saying here? Come on, people, really. Let me see. You disagree with Barack Obama, it's because he's black. You disagree with Mrs. Clinton, well, it's because she's a woman. How about this? I'm gonna get a little rude. I'm sorry. How about this? They suck at their jobs. How about that? Right? Isn't that good? I mean, seriously, what did Mrs. Clinton do for us in the Middle East? What did she do for us in Europe? What did she do for us with our allies? Nothing. Niente. Zero. Zippo. Nothing. So come on, let's be honest about the election's over. She lost. She's crawled under a rock someplace. We won't see her for a little while. This makes absolutely no sense. You guys need to sit back and see where you've blown it. You went too far left, too fast. You know the old saying, how do you eat an elephant? A bite at a time. Not these people. They were trying to swallow the whole thing at once like a snake does. So now it has to be misogyny because we couldn't possibly just not want the Democrat Party, right? I mean, sir, think about what they're saying to you. This is so wrong at so many levels. Another person on the... someone who likes to write frequently thinks they can make me crazy. I'm already there. You can't make me something I'm already at. But I love this one, too. There's an article that says that Trump tapped the misery factor of workers. Now, the person who comments on it is a hardcore staunch Democrat who believes a partial birth abortion, loves to go at me on a regular basis. She says that Clinton was inappropriately blamed for her husband's NAFTA. You know, but here's the deal. Those two were a team. They did work together. They did push each other's agenda. So, no, she should be blamed in total for it. But how about just the mere fact that she agreed with it? Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. No, really. Wait. We'll be right back. We'll finish this up in a sudden break. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then notice Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, 855-732-5563, or 875-8. How about 855-REAL-JOE? It's not really that simple. Anyway, well, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right, so I'm loving this, okay? The Clinton group cannot, they just cannot believe that they actually lost. This is impossible. This is a... Hillary, shut up. You blew it. Get over yourself. Anyway, they're doing everything they can to try to figure out what went wrong. But they're doing exactly, and I'm good with this. Being a conservative Republican, I hope you guys stick in this mantra. I hope you stay on this. Perfect for me. Seriously. Stay on it. It isn't our fault. Please stay on that. Because as long as you keep doing that, and you shove these programs down people's faces,
You're going to keep losing.
And I'm good with that, too. So this one person loves to taunt me from time to time. She hops on here.
Clinton was inappropriately blamed for her husband's NAFTA, but trade and automation probably didn't seal the fate for the U.S. manufacturing jobs. Output's up. Staffing is down. I wish the U.S. blue-collar jobs were coming back. Like a lot of people, economists say, it's unlikely. Do you know why it's unlikely? A couple of things. All the EPA rules that we have. The reason they can't build things here. And I've talked to plenty of small manufacturers, people who have things made in China because they can't have them made here. And first of all, two things. It's not necessarily that they can't have them made here because it will cost too much. Sometimes they can't have them made here because they can't have them made here. That's right, because the chemicals they use or the process they use is banned by the EPA. So it's not always a profit thing, yo-hos. Sometimes it's strictly a matter of the fact that you can't use certain chemicals here, but they can in other countries. How asinine is that? We can have them made in another country, shipped over here, sold over here, and used over here. Okay? And you wonder why we're losing worldwide when it comes to manufacturing? This person goes on to say that they just had a client and there's open a plant in Texas. Okay? Plant in Texas more than 10 years ago. Close to the plant, it's not just California, it's everywhere. But it's, you know what? Why did they close the plant 10 years ago? Who took control 8 years ago? Hello? Because the economy has taken a nosedive. The jobs went overseas because that's where the product could be made. See, they can't see this. They can't tie this together. The person goes on to say, it's not just in California, it's everywhere. No. Actually, it's bigger in California than it is everywhere. We've actually lost jobs in California to other states because we have less requirements than other states. We have less regulations. We have more regulations, more requirements, more rules here in this state than they have in other states. And the attitude of the people in the governor's office who I've spoken with, hey, they'll come back. Everybody wants to work out of California. Well, yo, hey, apparently not. Which is why they moved to Arkansas, to Texas, to Utah. Right? You know, I heard the real number, by the way, when it comes to job creation the other day. Even that pitiful job creation that we had last month of 160,000 jobs, over 60% of them are part-time jobs. You can't feed your family with a part-time job. So they love to throw a number. This is why I can tell you people, you got to dig. You got to get informed. You got to dig. It's got to make sense. The person goes on to say, the solution will be hard to come by and requires far more than political sound bites to stop real misery. Right? And the article goes on to talk about how Trump trapped. Trump trapped that job misery, that work misery level. And they say that I want to make sure I don't waste your time on this whole thing. Now, Michael Smith is not used to stretching a paycheck as recently as March 2015. The 42-year-old was earning nearly $100,000. March 2015. All right, think about that. March 2015, the 42-year-old was earning $100,000 a year as a district manager in the oil fields for a company based in Union City. Then oil prices dropped. His company laid him off. Smith, and a father of four boys, now makes $12 an hour as an apprentice electrician. He's not a diehard disciple, but voted for Donald Trump because he's desperate for something new. He's desperate for something new. He wants something different. He doesn't want the same old anymore. And why do you think the price of oil dropped here in this country? We're importing so much oil, right? We could have more oil here, which would create more jobs for these guys. And when the president says under him, you know, you realize under him, we've had more growth, right? We've had more jobs created. We've had better stimulus. I mean, if you listen to him, he has single-handedly created utopia. Anyway. Think of the hope here.
This guy now makes $12 an hour. He's a worker. I don't even know what that is. Right? He's a worker. He's making $12 an hour. And his party is supposed to be the Democrat Party, isn't it not? His party is supposed to be the working class party. Think about this. It makes no sense. They're not doing what they said they were going to do for him. You want to say it was not poor Americans who made the difference in this election. It was people like Smith. Which is somewhat true. Because when we did the numbers the other night, we found out that people who made under $80,000 a year, especially people who made under $30,000 a year, voted for Trump in higher numbers than they did for Romney and other presidents before him. Trump soared among white voters who earn decent wages but have seen their jobs decay, jobs in their industries disappear over the last 15 years. All of a sudden, they went, wait a minute, we get this group. Here's the deal. They gave you 8 years to fix this. This is where you Democrats need to come to a reality here. They gave you 8 years to fix this, okay? They've had to leave full-time jobs. They've had to take on two or three part-time jobs to make ends meet. And you're telling them everything's okay. And you're telling them to continue on and doing better, you have to vote in Hillary. Think about that. You have to vote in Hillary Clinton. Talk about selling you something that you can't. What kind of sense does that make? And on what planet does that make sense? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You want a free Morgan silver coin? You got to listen to the next couple segments. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Green joins me. He's an author, a speaker. He's also worked with David Barton over at Wall Builders and the founder of Patriot Academy. And we're going to put up information on Patriot Academy later on. You got to go over it. You got to visit. And you got to support it. These, you know, you guys scream about our young people. You're going to get me wound up. You guys scream about young people all the time about what they're doing, about how they don't get engaged. About, let me tell you what. If they get engaged with Patriot Academy, if he can reach out to them, if he has the resources he needs to reach out to them, guess what? We can turn on some young people, and just maybe we can make a change. Maybe, you know, if there are anybody's hands that can make a difference, Rick Green can make a difference. Rick, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Hey, man, glad to be with you and appreciate what you're saying, because you're exactly right. I mean, everybody loves to complain about how bad things are and, you know, what's happening in Washington. But one of the best things you can do is invest in the next generation, because, as I said in our first segment together, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And we have to raise up a generation that knows how to pick up the pieces of rubble and rebuild. I mean, we need a generation of Reagans that can do what Reagan did after the horrible policies of Carter and, frankly, of Ford and Nixon as well. How he was able to pick up those pieces and rebuild, because he understood the principles. That's the thing. The principles don't change. And the principles work. When you put founding principles back in place, when you put those timeless principles of liberty in place, they work every single time they're tried. And that's what we got to restore it with. And you can't do that if you don't raise up leaders that understand them, that know how they work, and that will fight for them and die for them, whatever it takes. They've got the backbone to make a freight train take a dirt road. That's the kind of leaders we need. That's the kind of leaders we're raising up to Patriot Academy.
God bless you. I think that's wonderful. You were starting your rant on how we have more than five, but we have five unelected lawyers sitting on that board making decisions for states and what have you. And how they recently reversed the Texas law about, you know, the doctors having to have relationships with local hospitals and that kind of thing. And they said it was just, basically they said it was just a way for you guys to stop abortion, which may or may not be true. But you know what? There's a safety factor in it that they totally ignored. But you hit it. Five unelected people that in essence are making laws. But you and I talked about this years ago, where I said, it's amazing to me that these guys can read the Constitution, all nine of them, and we get a 5-4 split. Okay. I can see 7-2. I can even see, you know, 8-1, because somebody just doesn't quite get it. But when we keep getting a 5-4 split, it's no longer the Constitution being interpreted. It's political games, is it not?
No question about it. And that's part of the problem. I mean, you watch these decisions, and they pontificate about what some judge said a year ago, about what some other judge said 5 years ago, about what some other judge said. That's not the way law is supposed to be made. We totally turned this thing on its head. The Constitution, the whole idea of being a constitutional republic and not a democracy and not even, frankly, just a pure republic, a constitutional republic is exactly the right. That's what the founders designed it that way, because it gives us something concrete that doesn't change unless a vast majority of the country wants it to change. Now, did the Constitution need to change? Yeah, it changed. We've got 27 amendments for good reason. There are times to do that. But when five unelected lawyers are changing it on a daily basis, it's exactly what Jefferson said it would be. It's wax in their hands, and we no longer even know what our laws are. We have to wait for them to decide. That is not how this design should have worked. And that's kind of the way we need to talk to people about it is, look, whether you're a fan of the Constitution as it was written or not, surely you're not a fan of five unelected people running your life and never having to account for it. And that's what we're dealing with now. So we need to get the power back into the legislative branch at the federal level and back to the states in terms of the vertical separation of powers and actually limit what the federal government can do in the first place. If we would limit them and we would limit the court and let the states decide, you know, if you folks in California want to do crazy stuff, fine. If we folks in Texas want to do what you think is crazy, fine. Let's let the states once again be those laboratories of liberty and let them make decisions on their own and then let people vote with their feet. That's how the founders designed it. And I think that's the only thing we're going to get the vast majority of the country to agree upon is that, hey, we just don't need this handful of people in D.C. running a country this big. We need to get the power back to the states and only have the feds doing what they were originally designed to do, basically national defense and deliver the mail. And they don't even have to deliver the mail anymore because we got FedEx and UPS to handle it better than them.
Well, you know, that's the other thing, too. I've had these arguments with people, and the Dems are on this, so they've been for years, but they're really pushing hard to, and basically saying, look, this, it was never meant for the states to have their own rights. The feds were supposed to lay down the line. But no. That's backwards. What history class did you go to? The states were always supposed to be able to govern themselves, right? Wasn't that what they wanted?
No doubt about it. And obviously, some basic rights that every American would have in terms of due process and life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness and all, no question, we want those to be across the board in every state. But then each state has to decide how to apply that, how far that goes, whether all these questions that the feds are deciding, like marriage and what kind of health and safety standards we're going to have at abortion clinics and how your school's going to work and what kind of education. I mean, none of that stuff should ever have been decided at the federal level. Those should all be handled at the state level. For the feds to say that we're going to let cities take away property from people because of a developer will produce more tax dollars for them. I mean, get the feds out of your backyard, out of your community, and let your state set that policy. And you'll get, most of it will be uniform across the country. Some states will try something out a little bit different, see how the people respond. I mean, that I would think people would be open to that, whether they're liberal or conservative, just from a sense of freedom and liberty and letting people decide on their own. I mean, that's what everybody keeps saying. Hey, let me be who I am and let me, let people do what they want. Well, exactly. Get the feds out of it and let each state decide. But then some communities are going to say there's some things we don't want in our community. And frankly, I mean, even the whole pot debate is going to turn into this state-by-state kind of deal. Don't force it on me like you're forcing gay marriage and some of these other things on my state. Let my state decide how they want to live and let your state decide how they want to live.
Isn't it interesting, though, how, marijuana is federally illegal, right? It's a federal law that makes it illegal to use it, to sell it, whatever. And they're totally ignoring it. They're not doing anything to enforce that law, are they?
No, and that's what happens when you let the president decide which law he wants to enforce. He's supposed to be the one that the whole idea behind executing the law and actually applying the law and making the agencies enforce the law. That's the job of the president. Now, I will say the president does have some leeway in terms of how things are enforced, but when you completely ignore what the feds have the Congress has said is the law of the land, and the courts have held that it is constitutional, and you've basically got three out of three branches saying, yes, we got to do this, and all of a sudden the president comes along and says, oh, by the way, I'm going to write my own immigration law. I'm not going to enforce the immigration law that you guys passed, and that is the law of the land passed by the elected representatives of the government. I'm going to do it on my own. or I don't like your welfare to work law that you passed and that even a Democrat president signed into law. I'm going to rewrite it myself because I got a phone and a pen. And you talk about tyranny and a government out of control, and nobody touched him. Well, I shouldn't say that. The court has blacked out a couple.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't stop him. Rick, I wrote a whole piece around that, how he really feels himself so far above the law that even when the Supreme Court tells him, you can't do this, he goes out and he does it again. And my joke has always been, how can you, who's going to put handcuffs on this man? Seriously.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you're exactly right. Because part of it is, while you do have some members of the court, in fact, a couple of times it's been 8-0 decisions slapping him down. But Congress is the one that has to step up and say, we're defunding the money in this department that you're using to violate the laws that we wrote. We're defunding this. Or, frankly, impeachment. I mean, I know people say, oh, that's, you know, you're going to... Impeachment is a recall election. That's all it is. We ought to be doing that with judges. Recalling judges that get outside of their power. Just like, I mean, people want, why would you recall a governor or a state rep or whoever? When you got a recall election, why do you do it? You do it because they're abusing their power, or they're ignoring what they were supposed to do. You ought to be doing that with judges, and frankly, sometimes you got to do it with a president, especially if he decided that he can make law out of them.
You know, the other thing that we've talked about, I hear people talk about delegates and how many delegates they want, and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, look, guys, the reason this delegate thing is so screwed up is we've screwed it up. It was never meant to be winner-take-all. It kind of wipes out that whole reason why we had the Electoral College. It was to make it even. When you start doing winner-takes-all, you wipe that out. Am I correct on this?
Now you're talking about in terms of individual states?
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea of using an Electoral College so it would give everybody an equal vote, right? But when you have a state that makes it winner-take-all, you kind of nullify that, do you not, or am I wrong?
You know, I think it's fine. I mean, I think you can have a mix. I'm okay. Like right now, and you're talking about a primary, but in the November with the Electoral College itself, almost all states are winner take all. You got Maine and Nebraska that do allow a breakup of congressional districts. And we've got some conservative friends that are actually pushing for more states to do that.
Let's hit that on the other side of the break. We got a real quick.
Yeah. What, you bet.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Rick Green joins me. Don't go far. We're going to talk a lot. Does the Constitution still matter? We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, you hear that? There is no free ride, people. I know if you look out in the streets, you know, listen, they're all mad that they didn't get their free ride vote. But there is no free ride. Somebody is paying for that somewhere. And I was recently arguing with somebody online saying that they were going, okay, so you're ready for Trump's massive tax increases? He's going to increase this, he's going to increase that, he's going to do this, do that. And they laid out a portion of his tax plan. And I said, yeah, that's great. So Hillary's not going to raise taxes. And they said, no, she wouldn't raise taxes at all. And I said, really? So she was going to give us, you know, single-payer health care. She was going to give you free rides on education. She was going to give you all this free stuff. And you're telling me that money was just going to be printed out of nowhere, and there wouldn't be one nickel added, I think we've heard this before, one dime added to the bottom line for taxes. You're out of your mind. You've not only drank the Kool-Aid, but you've swallowed it, and I think you've licked the inside of the bottle as well. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher joins me, the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, thanks for being with me today.
You're very welcome. I think that's why we saw, you know, currently today, some people very upset and standing down out of class in high schools. There's some in California in your neck of the woods. There's a lot of college age kids that are having to have some therapy going on. And Rudy Giuliani said, you know, on Fox News when they asked the question to him, what do you think they should do? He said, I think they should grow up. We live in a society of entitlements. He says, you know, when I went to school, there was no crying because the person I wanted to pay for my education for free, of course, that didn't exist. So it's a little bit different environment today, you know.
I watch these kids on the street, and I have to call them kids. I can't call them adults or even young adults at this point, because what they're protesting is they're protesting a constitutional right. They're protesting a constitutional process. This is not like all of a sudden the school decided they're only going to sell chocolate milk instead of white milk, and you protest that. This is a process by which the guy that they love was elected. It was really that simple. And the guy that they don't love was elected. That's what happens in the real world. You don't always get your way. But we saw, you know, the night of the election or the day before the election, we saw the stock market look like it was doing pretty poorly, pretty bad. And but I hear mixed messages as to why that's happened. So tell me about the ride over the last day or two and why we have it.
Well, you know, I title it the U.S. Brexit on steroids. You know, just to put into perspective, people, what's a Brexit? You know, it's like, simply put, the U.K. exiting from the euro. And there was a lot of young people wanting to stay in the euro because all the entitlement programs that they were going to get. But the old-timers who loved the freedom how they had it before they were part of the union voted, but they were the quiet voters. And so there was this big surprise when the vote came about, they exited from the euro. There was a lot of surprise that Trump was going to get in office when he did, but it caused, just like with the Brexit, it caused a lot of market volatility. It certainly did that on election night, Joe. And here's what the numbers were. The Dow was off 4.5% down. The S&P went down 5%. It limited the circuit breakers, halted trading during the 5% drop. And prior to this, the only time this ever happened in history was October 1997 during an Asian currency crisis. So it tells you the significance of this.
Wow.
Peso, check this out, Joe, dropped 12% one day. I think it's because, you know, Trump is saying we're going to build the wall and we're going to make Mexico pay for it. Gold went up 4.5%, $56. And that's what the environment looked like, Joe, before Trump gave his acceptance speech, right after the news media said that Trump had won the presidency because of the electoral vote. So there's a short amount of time when Trump started speaking in his acceptance speech. He sounded very presidential. I was very proud of him, actually. What happened as a result of that, while he was speaking and post his speech, the markets started to calm down. And when the markets opened up the next morning, the Dow was flat, the S&P was flat, peso still was down, but only down 9%. Still is a big haircut for a currency, though. And gold was flat. So Trump and his can be presidential, and he can influence the markets, and he certainly did.
Well, yeah, and again, you know, people are screaming that it was him and his process and what he's going to do. You know, you and I have been talking about the Fed propping up the market, and it's kind of a phony number that we see. We see phony success in the market. Do you see a Trump administration? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but you've heard him speak. Do you see a Trump administration keeping or continuing to prop up the market as a whole?
Well, he said very openly several times that the stock market is in a bubble. I mean, it was in the third presidential campaign debate that the market is in a bubble, that the Fed has overstepped their boundaries. They are operating now politically. They should have raised rates already. And
wow.
If he gets in office, he said sometime after whoever gets in office, the stock market will correct, and because it's not operating on sound fundamentals. And, you know, something I've been saying. And Trump, he's not a stock guy.
No.
But he's an economic guy, and he's a builder guy. So he understands, you know, balance sheets, spreadsheets, profit loss statements, and infrastructure. So it doesn't, you know, he uses that knowledge to, you know, translate into the Fed. You know, he's saying that we shouldn't be relying on the Fed stimulus and they've definitely overstepped their boundaries. And if he gets in office, he's going to restructure possibly the Fed. He alluded to that. He didn't actually say those terminologies, but he said, we're going to be working with the Fed to make some changes. So, you know, and the Fed wants to change too. So they don't want to be put in the place, Joe, where they have to create monetary stimulus to support an economic market, healthy economics, and prop up the economy. That's not the purpose of the Fed by their own admittance. They've been saying that our Congress and our government should have fiscal responsibility and not be on an overspending. And so that's where Trump's going to come in and help that out, I believe.
Yeah, and, you know, every time we're on the show, we talk a little bit about Deutsche Bank, and why let it go this time? I mean, Deutsche Bank was in trouble, continues to be in trouble, and is it going to be able to pull itself out?
You know, Deutsche Bank is, we're watching it every week, and usually something every week happens. What happened just recently, they were put on a watch list by one of the grading companies, this time Fitch, and what that means is that they could be downgraded. So they've already been downgraded in June by Moody's to the same status that the Lehman Brothers was before they defaulted 3 months later. So we could see that. You know, I think they're buying some time, but they still have some major problems ahead because they haven't settled the $14 billion settlement with the Department of Justice.
Wow. Yeah, I look at this stuff, and you and I kind of joked about it a little bit by saying, I mean, can you imagine? I lose $6,000. It's a big deal. These guys losing billions and billions and billions of dollars, and they still keep the doors open, and it only kind of tells you how much money, you know, that they're making. The jobs report. Now, the jobs report came out, and I was going to kick out of the jobs report when it comes out, because if people would do a little bit of due diligence, if you go check it, it seems like it gets readjusted always a few months out. You know what I'm saying? So you see the jobs report comes out and lets you know, okay, last month there were this many people that applied for unemployment. And if you wait about 2 or 3 weeks, you'll see a very quiet adjustment in that jobs report. I always got a kick out of that. Where do you think it shows us going based on the recent jobs report?
Well, the report recently was they had less expected jobs. They only added 161,000. I thought they were going to add 172,000. Unemployment is at 4.9%. But the wage growth is the key, Joe. Under President Obama, he's the first president in modern history to have a single year, not have a single year, a 3% growth.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we've lost nearly a half a million people in the workforce just last month. And over 14 million have left the workforce since Obama came into office, bringing the total to 94 million. That's the largest in the history. But
you got to hold that breath. We both believe in capitalism, so we got to take a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. I'll be right back with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. We're going to talk about the jobs market, what's going on, and how it actually affects us.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?